Today, I will preach under the title, Let's Become a Fruitful Bough by a Spring. As a pastor, I'm praying and hoping that all the members of our congregation may experience the blessings of prosperity in the Lord. Recently, when I pray for our members to live blessed lives, I often quote verse 22 from today's passage. Joseph is a fruitful bough, by a spring. Its branches run over a wall. When Jacob's death was near, he gathered his 12 sons. You know, in the Jewish tradition, when one's death approaches, they offer a blessing prayer for their children. This prayer is not just a simple prayer, but a prayer inspired by God. Through Jacob's lips, God's will was proclaimed. Men of God have the power to bless or curse someone, and a single word from their lips can bring about a tremendous outcome. When Jacob blessed Joseph, he prayed, "Joseph is a fruitful bough, by a spring. Its branches run over a wall." Through today's passage, may you understand how Joseph received the blessing of bearing abundant fruit and became a channel of blessing for many others. I pray that you too may become like Joseph, a fruitful bough by a spring. The first reason Joseph became a fruitful bough by a spring is that his life was planted by a spring. Verse 22 states, "Joseph is a fruitful bough by a spring." It's because Joseph was like a tree planted by a spring, receiving abundant water supply. A fruitful bough is full of fruits. What is important here is that the bough became fruitful not because the bough itself was of high quality, but because it was planted by a spring. This means that Joseph received abundant spiritual grace from God. In other words, he'd been well connected with God spiritually. A similar message is found in the New Testament, particularly in the parable of the vine and the branches. John chapter 15, verse 5 says, "I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." What is the best thing the vine branches can do? To stay firmly attached to the vine. Likewise, we must remain closely connected to God and to the Lord. This is the best way to live our Christian life and live our personal life. Just like branch by a spring, we must continue to receive spiritual grace from God. In doing so, we will bear abundant fruit. This is what it means to be a fruitful bough. We sometimes wonder, how can that person be so prosperous? How does everything they do succeed? It's not because they're smart, but because they have settled down and taken root near the road, Lord, who was like a never drying well. So, what is the spring where Joseph was planted? First, Jehovah God Himself is the spring. In the book of Jeremiah, God is referred to as the fountain of living waters. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13 says, "They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters." Second, Jesus Himself declared to the woman at the well that He is the living water that never leaves one thirsty. John chapter 4, verse 14, But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. Therefore, Joseph, even in a desert-like environment, did not despair. Instead, he continued to bear fruit. Third, the spring was the dream that God gave to Joseph. Joseph had two dreams, one where the sheaves of his brothers bowed to his sheaf, and another where the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowed to him. Joseph never forgot these dreams and kept them deep in his heart. Whenever difficulties arose, these dreams came alive in his mind and gave him hope. Fourth, another spring for Joseph was the land of Canaan, which God had promised to his ancestors. Even though he came to Egypt and endured much hardship before rising to power as a ruler, Joseph always kept Canaan in his heart. Although his body was in Egypt, his heart was always focused on the promised land of Canaan. Thus, although he lived among Egyptians and in an Egyptian culture, he didn't waver by the worldly customs, so he was continually provided with pure water by God. Even though you live in this corrupt world, if you always long for the place where our shepherd and Mizpah Nimli are and look to New Jerusalem, then New Jerusalem will be your spring. It will supply the living water of grace, keeping you from being tainted by dirty sins and evil of the world, and allowing you to be headed in the right direction with a pure heart. The issue is not our surroundings. What matters is how deeply our souls are rooted in God's grace, the gospel of holiness, and prayers of tears. Being near good water, good people, good teachers, good friends, a good church, and good words all serve to be your spring and make your life become like a fruitful bough that bears abundant fruits. The second reason why Joseph became a fruitful bough by a spring, Joseph had faith by which he overcame the wall, his limits. Let us read verse 22 again. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a spring. Its branches run over a wall. The word wall here represent the barrier surrounding you, your environment, and the hurdle you cannot jump over. It refers to the limits of man. In life, we often encounter limits. We face limits financially or in our capabilities. Limits are hardships that make our life difficult. We often cry, get frustrated, and break down in front of those high walls of our lives. What kind of wall are you facing today? Are you feeling helpless and defeated by walls of frustration, sorrow, or hardship? We need to have the faith and strength to overcome these walls. The fruitful bough running over the wall represents the beautiful fruit that results from overcoming harsh limits. Verse 22 says, "The archers bitterly attacked him and shot at him and harassed him." The archers represent his enemies. Joseph endured two major trials at the hands of his enemies. His brothers sold him to a slave merchant. After being enslaved in the house of Potiphar, he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and thrown into prison. But Joseph overcame all of these trials and was victorious. Conquering the hardships, he became even more successful. Being sold as a slave and falsely imprisoned were actually part of the process that led to him becoming the prime minister of Egypt. When we overcome limits and run over the wall, God leads us to the path of prosperity. if we compromise with our limits and say, it's good enough, we won't be able to find a prosperous path. Instead, we will remain blocked by the wall. When Potiphar's wife falsely accused Joseph and sent him to prison, Joseph ran over that wall through faith and gratitude. As a result, he met high-ranking officials in prison, and this became the stepping stone for his rapid rise to become the prime minister of Egypt. But when we rely on God and overcome the walls of hardships and suffering, they serve as the raw materials for prosperity and answers. A prison can become a palace, suffering can become blessings, pain can become gratitude, and a broken heart can turn into joy. David encountered many hardships and faced his limits, yet he trusted God who gave him strength and power and sang in Psalm chapter 18, verse 29. For by you I can run upon a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. To leap over a high wall, we need a foothold. We need stepping stones. When we face our limits, God becomes our hope and stepping stone. Though we have troubles big and small and face limits, if we take the Word of God and the Lord's love as the stepping stones and try leaping high, we can leap over any high wall with the Holy Spirit's help. In the book of 1 Samuel, Israel faces a limit with Goliath. King Saul and David's brothers were mentally overwhelmed by the giant man Goliath. But David tried leaping, holding on to the word, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And he slung his stone. God strengthened his arm and made him defeat Goliath. Verse 24 says, "But his bow remained firm, and his arms were agile from the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. The reason that Joseph's bow was strong was not because Joseph himself had strong arms, but because God strengthened his arms. There is a proverb, hitting a rock with an egg, which refers to doing something impossible, something that cannot be achieved. If you throw an egg at a rock, the egg will surely break, while the rock will never break. We quote this when we are referring to something that is totally impossible. The egg will surely break, while the rock will never break. This is the law of the world. However, although an egg would break if thrown by us, if God were to throw the egg, the rock could be shattered. Likewise, although David's small stone was like an egg and Goliath was like a rock, because God's hand was with David, when he threw the stone, it flew with power. It was a single stone. At the first shot, Goliath was knocked down. In today's terms, I mean, he's such a giant man, by a single stone. It's not a bullet, it's just a single stone. And David knocked down Goliath by that small stone. This was by God's help, because God was with him. Because God's hand was with David, when David threw the stone, it flew with power. With that small stone, David was able to defeat Goliath. When I think about Mami Church, I often imagine the scene of a 100-meter hurdles race. Unlike a regular 100-meter race, the hurdles race has obstacles or barriers along the way, right? The key to victory is to run swiftly, safely, and skillfully over these obstacles without tripping over or knocking them down. I've heard that our senior pastor is quite good at running. Perhaps that's why when I think of our mom in church, I picture her not just running a regular race, but excelling at a hurdles race. How many obstacles and hurdles have there been in our church so far? Domestic missions, overseas missions, and the construction of the sanctuary. None of these have been easy. Recently, our shepherd went to New Jerusalem ahead of us, and now President Bong Nim Lee has also left us. Aren't these all hurdles we need to overcome? Yet, our senior pastor, no matter what obstacle arises, never stumbles. With her speed, strength in jumping, rhythm, and perfect timing for each step, she jumps over each hurdle gracefully without panting. She's running most vigorously, leading us at the front. In a typical hurdles race, there are about 10 hurdles, but it seems like there have been many more hurdles for our mom in church. Some people tripped and fell at the first hurdle, others at the second. I think there have been many hurdles in our mom in church. Some people tripped and fell at the first hurdle, others at the second. And sadly, there are those who keep stumbling whenever a hurdle appears. If you can clear one hurdle well, it gives you the strength to run towards the next hurdle. So, I'm heartbroken for them. However, I'm grateful that you and I, so far, have not fallen, but have been jumping over each hurdle in sync with the spiritual rhythm, following our beloved senior pastor. Ms. Bong Nim Lee went to heaven first because all of us have gracefully overcome the hurdle of this situation. It seems that our mom in church has now nearly overcome all the hurdles. This is my personal opinion. But now, following the beloved senior pastor who is running towards the finish line with full speed, we can just keep running as well. You all have done great overcoming the hurdles so far. I want to sincerely congratulate each one of you. Let's say to one another, congratulations on overcoming so many hurdles over the past 40 years. Over the past 40 years, by standing on God's word, Joseph and David overcame and conquered many limits. Likewise, I hope that even if you face huge challenges, you will stand on God's word, rely on His hand, and overcome your wall, thereby becoming a fruitful bough planted by a spring and bearing many fruits. The reason Joseph became a fruitful bough by a spring is that he won over the wall and made a positive impact on people beyond the wall. In the passage, the blessed life of Joseph is described as its branches running over a wall. In the latter part of the verse 22, it says, its branches run over a wall. The phrase branches running over the wall means going beyond one's own boundaries to take on a larger role. This is a life we truly should emulate. Joseph not only received blessings for himself, but those blessings clothed beyond him, reaching many people in Egypt suffering from famine. By sharing his blessings with the surrounding nations, he lived a life that had a positive impact on many. This means that when we receive blessings, we don't just keep them for ourselves, but share them with others. The blessings will grow, expand, and increase day by day. If someone who was in sorrow and despair comes to believe in the Lord through you, gains strength and hope, and starts a new life, then you too have become a fruitful bough planted by a spring whose branches have run over the wall. I also share these words with the members of the Nairobi Mommy Church in Kenya. I tell them that I told them that our church should not just be a receiving church, but a giving church, following the example of the Central Church in Korea. For God has poured unimaginable grace and blessings upon Nairobi Mommy Church, we should not only enjoy them, but like Joseph, let our blessings overflow, spreading to others. Let our blessings spread to others. First, after Nairobi Mommy Church is planning to have a, trying to have a sanctuary, new sanctuary in Nairobi, is we are planning the construction of the sanctuary. First, after building the main sanctuary, after building the main church sanctuary with one heart, we must help build the sanctuaries of the branch churches and then build sanctuaries in 54 countries in Africa. Nairobi Mommy Church is also planning to build its sanctuary in line with the main church's construction. But we should not stop at building only our church sanctuary. I emphasize to the members that we must also plan and pray to establish branch churches in Kenya and in 54 African nations, spreading God's blessing to the entire continent. And I also say, to do this, you must be blessed. You must receive blessings in business, finances, and children. We are not just seeking to earn money for ourselves, but to spread God's blessings across entire Africa. So, I believe that God will surely bless your business, workplaces, and families. That's what I'm emphasizing in my sermon. Indeed, stagnant water will rot. We must not be a reservoir of blessings, but a flowing river of blessings. Our Mommy Church, along with Senior Pastor, will stretch out across the world, beyond Korea to Asia, Africa, America, Europe, and Oceania, like a fruitful bough planted by a spring running over its wall. Nairobi Mommy Church also dreams of becoming a fruitful bough, going beyond our limits like Joseph running over his wall. With the development of online ministry, it seems that crossing the wall and overcoming the limits is not that difficult. Six online sanctuaries have been established, even 300 or 400 kilometers away, and those who have heard the gospel of holiness are rejoicing. Even these online sanctuaries that are far away are experiencing revival. I'm applying the lessons learned from the shepherd and senior pastor and Ms. Bongnam Lee to my ministry. To bring the fervent passion of Ms. Bongnam Lee, we are doing the Mark Upper Room Movement. I'm conducting a movement, Mark's Upper Room, When we held the Daniel prayer meeting, it seemed that the prayers of our members of Lainobi Mami Church were weak. So I started a movement to make the prayer as fervent as the prayer in the upper room in Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit first descended on people. Just as we need to recover our first love, we must also experience the Holy Spirit, like in the Mark's upper room. To that end, I select one person. Among the members, I select among the people who are gathered for Daniel prayer meeting. When I see them praying, and day after day, I select one person who prays the most fervently and award them the best prayer of the day. It's a small envelope, and I give the envelope to him, and I say, I declare, you have joined the 120-person upper room club today, and we give them a round of applause. As a result, our Daniel prayer meeting is gradually becoming as fervent as the Mark's upper room. For those living close to the church, they attend the Daniel prayer meeting in person, but those who live farther away, many people cannot attend due to poor transportation or the dangers of traveling at night. Therefore, we've also applied an online format to Daniel prayer and are running both in-person and online prayer meetings. When Ms. Bonglim Lee led the Divine Healing meeting on Monday, or during the Daniel prayer meeting, when she laid her hand on the TV monitors with the handkerchief on her hand, many sick people were healed and many testimonies came. So, following her example, I'm praying for them who are attending online. I'm praying on the screen. So I'm hearing testimonies of diseases healed, many testimonies. However, one day I found that some distant districts, even though they want to pray, could not join the online Daniel prayer meeting because neither the district leaders nor any of the members had smartphones to connect with. Smartphones to attend the online prayer meeting. So, some months ago, I asked the men's mission members, thanks to the smartphones provided by the men's mission, women's mission, and Canaan mission in Korea, these members are now actively participating in the online Daniel all-night prayer. And these three districts are also actively participating in the Daniel prayer meeting. I'd like to express my gratitude to the men's mission, women's mission, and Canaan mission for providing these phones. Soon, the gospel of holiness will spread beyond the borders of Kenya, and we'll have online sanctuaries in Uganda and Tanzania. While there may be limits in us physically crossing borders, it is relatively easy for YouTube to cross the walls into 54 nations in Africa, which is why I believe that ministry in Africa is not that difficult at all. Never difficult. I'm now excited with a fluttering heart. We can expect this with faith because God is the one who is more than able to accomplish all things more perfectly. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. When we ask God for something, He does not give just a little, like giving only 5 when we ask for 10. No, He gives 30, 60, 100, 1,000, or even 10,000 times more. Therefore, just like Joseph, I believe that our church, Mommy Church, will become a fruitful bow planted by the spring, running over walls and limits, spreading the gospel of holiness to the whole world, making positive effects. Let me conclude a message. The blessings Joseph received are described as with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. Verse 24:5, and by the Almighty who blesses you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. First, the blessings of heaven above refers to the blessing of miracles through God's works. There are many things that we cannot accomplish by our own strength. That's why we need signs and wonders through His power. Second, the blessings of the deep that lies beneath refers to not just reaping fruits according to our efforts, but enjoying an abundant harvest, 30, 60, or even 100 times more. This is possible when we come into spirit and whole spirit. Third, it is a blessing for following generations. Joseph received a blessing of seeing his descendants born, the faith in God passed down, and his family line continuing. I pray that all of you overcome the limits, spread the gospel holiness to numerous people in the world, and make a good impact of New Jerusalem like a fruitful plot planted by a spring running over the wall. By doing so, may you abundantly receive the blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, and the blessings of the following generations.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.